This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Happy Friday. It's the Brett Mega Show. March Madness has kind of kicked off, so there's like the NCAA tournament happening downtown.
The Arch Madness, yeah, pretty
and,
cool.
The Arch Madness, and it's like the Hunger Games for a parking spot out there. How'd you guys do?
I was going to ask you guys, what the hell is going on in the parking garage? I had to like fist fight someone to park in a spot.
Did you guys get a good spot? Where'd you guys park?
No,
you...
I didn't.
I parked somewhere I've never had to park before. So
did you guys see who got the first spot?
Yeah, I literally rolled my eyes as I walked in.
Moved over from me. As I pulled up, somebody got in their car and literally said, "I will move for you, Brett." It was beautiful. They respect
Brett
me.
Brett backed into like the number one spot, literally at the front door.
They're actually going to put my name up on it later, too.
Well, what's weird is there's a guy who's got Orlando plates who's got like, "That's my spot." And it's that car has been parked there like literally a week and a half.
Because Kevin gets
there's
here.
Also
like
a gaming chair in the parking garage, too.
Yeah.
Kevin gets here at 2 a.m. and parks in the same spot every single day because there's nobody
it's
here.
It's open. Yeah. But then everybody
now
was
here. Orlando guy's been taking your spot.
But yeah, when I drove in, I was like, "Oh, that's right, Arch Madness," because we share this garage with that hotel, and they put the cars in, and man, they must be full.
Yeah. Yesterday, Hannah and I went to supplement superstores together, and we're doing protein shots. That's where we're at in our lives now, people. We do protein shots.
Oh, wow.
It was so cool.
It was actually a lot of fun. It was a cool experience. We got to try some different like protein samples and get to know some of the stuff that you can really put into your body to make a big difference. And it was kind of just cool to ask questions and learn, because sometimes when you go into those type of stores, it can be overwhelming. And I felt like we left there like, excited, which is cool.
Okay, yeah. So what do they give you? Like a flight of protein shots?
Yeah, that's how we do it. Like instead of like a wine tasting, we do like protein powder tasting. That's kind of how it was. Hannah, I think you had never said you'd never tried one of those isolate, like those ones. Or
no, I've tried isolates, but I've never tried. First Form just released a clear isolate, and so we tried that. I don't really love like the OG like protein powder where it's like kind of chalky. And so then we tried this new stuff that tasted like juice, and it was amazing. That's what we were slamming in the video.
Yeah, if you don't like protein powders, like a lot of people are like, "Oh, they kind of taste weird. It's like a makeshift milkshake, I guess." And it's literally like a clear, it looks like water, and it just has like a little bit like flavored water. And you're like, "Oh, this is awesome." And it's like Kool-Aid. It's like a Kool-Aid mix.
Cool.
Yeah. And like Hannah and I were like, "Oh, this is like Kool-Aid. This is delicious."
Awesome.
Yeah, so it was fun. What else did you do yesterday? How was your day yesterday, Hannah?
Good. I went to the gym after supplement superstores because I got an in-body scan. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I actually went to the gym twice. I went once for cardio, and then I went back at night with my sister and lifted.
In-body scan really got to you, huh?
Yeah. Yep. That's what it's for. Information, though.
Yep. No one's judging.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
A United Airlines flight attendant pulled out his violin and entertained the passengers after their flight touchdown in San Francisco. And it kind of sparked a debate because a ton of people enjoyed it and were like, that made my day. But then there were some people who were super annoyed and thought like it felt like a scene from Titanic.
What?
It does feel very dramatic. And let's be honest, the violin player, like, oh, we made it. Everyone thinks it's cute and it's a good news story. Mm-hmm. You two made fun of Kevin for applauding when the plane landed.
Yeah.
Plane applauder, and you guys, that's the same thing. We're just celebrating the landing.
Yeah, like I feel like if the plane has landed, do whatever you want at this point.
Including
as long as it
clapping,
doesn't
Kevin.
Hold me up from getting off of the plane, I'm good with any form of entertainment.
Little music as you get off the plane.
Yeah.
As those people try to rush off the plane, usually the first people just stand up and they're just waiting at their...
As long as they're decent at the violin.
Yeah, that's true.
That is also true.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. I'll let Kevin do the reminding because Kevin told us in the pre-show show he was going to remind everyone all day.
That's right. It's spring forward. Set your clocks an hour ahead Saturday night.
There you go.
I always thought that it rolled over into a Monday. Like it'd be Sunday night. It changes Monday morning.
Feels like it. But no, like Saturday night.
Yeah, late Saturday night, Sunday morning. Yeah.
And then this is one of those times when back in the day, used to party, you get screwed over at the bars. You know, bars close at 2:00. So all of a sudden, you know, you spring forward and it's like, it's later. Like all of a sudden, you just lose an hour of sleep and things like that. But like back in the day, you used to get an extra hour and you fall back. You'd be like 2:00 in the morning. Like, nah, bar can't be closed. It's only 1 a.m. Back in the day.
That is back in the day.
But the poll... Not that we need to go back into the bar scene, is rather sleep an extra hour or leave work an extra hour. If you had to mess with time, like we have to do it.
Leave work early?
Yeah, you get to leave work an hour earlier.
Bye, leaving work.
So you don't want that extra hour of sleep?
No, I just feel like even if you add an extra hour of sleep, does it really actually help?
Then you're still just tired. No matter when you wake up, you're always just tired.
Is my work finished when I leave?
Work is done. Yep.
Oh, well then, I'll leave early.
I want an extra hour of sleep.
I knew
sleep.
You were going to say that. AB loves sleep.
Well, it's just like if I don't get a lot of sleep, then I'm kind of useless the next day.
Oh, we know.
you guys know. So if I get an extra hour of sleep, it's like almost like I'm leaving work early because I'm going to have a better day and a more productive day anyway.
Yeah, I don't ever sleep anyway. So give me that extra. Let me leave early. Let's get my work done. AB is the only one.
I thought for sure you were going to say sleep. You never sleep.
I never sleep. I don't care. I'm not even someone who likes sleep. When I'm sleeping, I think...
That is the most pick-me thing.
Yes.
I don't even like sleep.
I honestly do think I'm like thinking to myself, like, what else could I be doing?
You should be in the Army. I had a friend who was an Army Ranger.
No, he should not.
That's the best compliment anyone's given me.
My friend as an Army Ranger always said, you can sleep when you're dead.
That's me. I'm an Army Ranger, guys. You heard it here first.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, if you're looking for some side hustle, these are the highest paying, lowest experience side hustles. I'll cover all the trending stories and I'll read off some headlines and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. And do you want to hear about how you can make some extra cash?
Yeah.
All right, these are jobs that you literally need no experience for. Dog walking at number 4.
That's hard.
It is hard.
I can barely walk my own dog. He pulls me.
But $24.84 an hour is what a dog walker fee usually is. A website tester. I don't know what that means. If you just like test different products.
Up AB's alley.
Yeah.
Do you test websites or do you test like products for them? $25. A virtual assistant. You don't even have to just virtually help them. $26 an hour.
That would be hard. What if they like ask you a math question or something? I'd be like,
ChatGPT, man. AI, answer this to this person. And then the last one is focus groups. If you join a focus group, answer some questionnaires, they pay like $28 an hour to make some extra cash.
You know what? I see that on TikTok.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
I want to join a focus group.
Yeah, I would totally do that.
Yeah, I would totally do that for a couple hundred bucks. I need to get myself in a focus group. This all sucks. Mm-hmm. Taco Bell is selling Crunchwrap sliders for their 20th anniversary.
They don't have that already?
No, like those Crunchwrap Supremes, they're going to make little ones and mini sliders.
Oh, babies!
Yeah, that's going to be awesome, right?
Yeah.
The latest in fashion, plumber's crack.
Keep it moving. No, not ever going to be in for me. Keep it moving.
Instead of cleavage, you just show some crack
that's
off.
Right.
I don't have cleavage, so I guess that'd be the only thing I could sport that.
I don't do boob cleavage, I do butt cleavage. That's right. That's my new thing, guys.
I mean, it's crazy that wouldn't get people going.
What do you mean, get people? What does that mean, get people going?
You think it's attractive?
Like, no, I don't. But, like, what's, I mean, Brett does have a point. Like, what's the difference of cleavage in that?
So now you're thinking, might be a good
maybe
idea.
Maybe I will sport plumber's crack.
All of a sudden, we're going to see Hannah's butt crack and be like, what do you guys think? We're in fashion.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Andrew, you ready to take on Hannah?
Absolutely.
Would you feel like you just live and breathe pop culture?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I was going to say, that don't sound like
Hannah's
right.
Talking crap. All right, yeah. Hannah, leave the room so Andrew, we can help him feed him answers. I mean, Andrew can study up on pop culture.
There you go.
Hannah's going to leave the room. We'll ask you 5 pop culture questions. She is officially gone. Here we go. Let's start with sports because that's what Hannah loves. Who is the only player in the history of the NBA to score 50,000 points?
LeBron James.
Andrew doesn't miss like LeBron James over here. Ben Affleck has been getting very close with his ex. Both have said there is no intentions of getting back together. They were paintballing together and getting all lovey-dovey. Who is it?
Ooh, I have no idea. Kate Hudson, I don't know.
Okay. Traitors season finale just happened. Who is the host of Traitors?
Oh, that English guy.
Yeah.
No one count that.
That counts.
No one knows
his name anyway.
Alan Cummings.
Yeah. That would help you. Yeah.
I know he is. Yeah, he played Nightcrawler.
Yeah, anyway. All right.
There you go.
We'll count it. All right. Let's stick with reality TV competition and stuff like that. What reality TV competition was Morgan Wallen on?
Let's go, I don't know.
Pick one of the two big singing competitions. Just pick one of them, Andrew.
Survivor.
Okay. I've seen Survivor. I'm a big Survivor fan. They do a lot of singing on that show. It is a big singing.
Maybe then I would watch it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said singing. I'm sorry. I thought, oh, my bad.
Do you want to pick it up?
I want to change that one. The Voice. Let's go to The Voice.
Okay, The Voice is correct. Should we count that?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll count it.
Right.
Yeah, we're loving you today, Andrew. All right, and then the character Joey Potter's house is up for sale. It's actually being sold for less than $30,000. The show is called Blank Creek.
Creek.
All right. We can beep you out.
Isn't
that crazy?
Wait.
What creek?
Dawson's Creek.
Yeah. Are we giving him that one too, guys? It's his second answer.
He got it.
He got it.
I'm a teacher. I'm school mode right now.
All right. Okay. Andrew, would you give, this is a real question, if a kid gave you 2 answers to a question on a test, would you count it?
I'm a math teacher, so they get to take their test 2 or 3 times.
As long as they show their work.
Right.
Adding up, that's 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Nice job, Andrew.
How about it?
You're a genius.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's walking back into the studio. We just got done playing with our math teacher, Andrew. He answered 5 pop culture questions. Andrew, count them up and tell her how many you got right.
I think I got 6 out of 5.
Wow.
It kind of was like that. He had given multiple answers multiple times and finished with a 4 out of 5.
And he's all about the new math.
4 out of 5?
Yeah.
Andrew's all about the girl math, actually.
Andrew was using girl math a lot. Yeah, he was definitely using girl math. All right, let's give you 5 pop culture questions, Hannah. Same ones I gave Andrew. There's only one player in the history of the NBA to score 50,000 points. Who did it?
NBA basketball.
Who's the only player to score 50,000?
Michael Jordan.
It's not Michael Jordan.
LeBron James.
It is LeBron James. This is 2 answer game.
You already told her no that it wasn't.
All right. They're saying no, Hannah.
You know people would blow up on the text line if you gave me that point.
All right, so no point.
Okay.
You got to go 4 for 4, and I know one of them you're going to have 0 chance of getting, so that'll be interesting. Ben Affleck is getting very close with his ex.
Jennifer Garner.
Yes, yep. Both have said there's no intentions of getting back together, even seen being lovey-dovey at paintball. It's Jennifer Garner. All right, Traitors, season finale just happened. Huge reality TV show. Who hosts Traitors?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it the guy who hosts a challenge?
No.
No.
TJ Lavin?
Yeah.
No.
He's great.
You know where country he's from? We'll give you that.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Is he from America?
No.
Oh,
so
no.
They are terrible. You're like not even. You didn't even get the English guy.
Exactly. Well, yeah. He's from Scottish. He likes wearing a kilt.
He does like wearing a kilt. Alan and it's where Cummings. It's filmed, too.
Alan Cummings.
Yeah.
Who?
Same island.
No. Yeah. Why? That was a stupid question.
Well, you're not going to get any bonus points here for making fun of my questions. What reality TV competition was Morgan Wallen on?
The Voice.
Yeah, Hannah, of course, knows that. She loves that tool.
Right.
And then the character Joey Potter's house is up for sale for less than $30,000. The show is called Blank Creek.
Blank Creek? S Creek?
It's not S Creek.
No, it's not. It's the other creek. Dawson's Creek.
I was like, there's no way I can say that.
Andrew said it. And then he said Dawson's Creek. Right. He said both creeks. He was mentioning all the creeks.
Okay.
Andrew got 4 out of 5. This Hannah gets 3 out of 5. Day. Andrew, that's a math teacher. You nice can count job, that as a win.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Andrew. You get to hear Hannah say it.
This is Hannah, and I got schooled by Andrew.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
So we got to see who can get the Megamind question of the day, correct? Let's talk about your biggest pet peeves when it comes to your husband, women. Women say this is their biggest pet peeve when it comes to their partner when driving.
I think it's when their husband is driving and he cuts people off.
Drives them crazy.
Oh. Inconsiderate driver.
If we're talking just personal, my wife's pet peeve when I'm driving is that I'm driving. She wants to drive.
Okay, she likes to be the one behind the wheel.
Yep.
I think it's driving too fast. And even when you tell them to slow down, they are like, no.
Especially men with a heavy pedal.
Yeah.
It's not that. Good guess, though. 314-531-9898. What drives you crazy about your significant other when they're driving? That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Women say this is their biggest pet peeve when it comes to their partner driving.
We got text and also we got a response on our Instagram. Brooke on our Instagram said when men drive exactly the speed limit. Oh, Kevin is a pet peeve.
they almost want him to go faster. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
I don't drive the speed limit. I drive below it.
Yeah, we know.
Kevin's cautious.
Grandma's gang texted in and said,
"Grandma's gang, I love it."
Mm-hmm, they said tailgating. Jules said when they don't look at the road. Mm. Victoria said road rage.
Yeah, it's annoying. But
the musician fam said when they're on their phone. Aaron said not asking for or listening to directions. Ian and Reggie, ooh, this one really makes me mad. When they change your music.
So it has something to do with the music, but it's not changing the music. And it's probably something Hannah would get mad at. It's when they listen to the radio too loudly.
Oh,
probably not like that. Yeah.
Because they can't talk and they're like, well, I'm trying to talk to you and you're just jamming out to yourself.
Yeah. If I'm talking radio down, except if it's the Brett Megan show.
I was just going to say, guys, we want to listen to the radio, but you guys are stop listening to the radio station so loudly.
Mega Minds.
Is there a restaurant, fast food place that you would just camp out waiting for it to open? 314-531-9898. I can't think of a single place, if it wasn't open, that I would just sit in my car or sit outside and just wait for the doors to open. Like, I just got things to do. There are other places I could eat. AB the other day said, man, it's been a day. I'm going to go camp out in front of
Firehouse Subs.
What? Apparently, you've been doing this a lot lately.
Yeah.
It doesn't open by the time you get off work sometimes, so you just wait outside of it.
It opens like 45 minutes after the show ends, but it's an annoying thing where I'm like, well, I'm not going to go all the way back to my apartment, and then I'm not going to want to get back in my car and drive there. So I'm like, well, if I want this sandwich, and I know I want this sandwich so bad, I'm just going to go sit in my car for 30 minutes and wait for them to open.
That makes total sense to me.
Yes.
What food do you like that much, Hannah, that you would just
I camped out this morning in front of someplace. Seven Brew Coffee. Yeah. They opened at 5:30, and I was in my car in line by 5:25. There were four other cars with me waiting.
People do that all the time at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see people in line like just keep it moving. Make your own coffee. Go somewhere else. Go to a gas station where they got I am not someone who can sit still.
We know.
Right.
I feel like I'm patient.
Maybe this will help you work on it. You can come and you can sit in my car with me as we wait for Firehouse.
There's no food. Okay. And what do you do? Just think about the sandwich? Just drool and picture the sandwich?
Yeah, I just watch them and I wait for them to open the door.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
It
but
makes
people
it
do.
Better.
Kevin, is there anything you like that much?
No, and I'm trying to think if I've ever done that or waited. I mean, you know, like for... It's like, okay, if Domino's is closed, you'll just go to Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Or if like McDonald's isn't open, I'll head over to Hardee's or
something
like
that. Nothing I want is open until like 30, 45 minutes after the show. That's
true.
The issue.
There is nothing that if it's not open, that I'm going to stare at those people and watch them try to get ready.
I feel like I do this like every week, at least somewhere.
Just camping out. Okay. What food place do you like so much that you even get there early? You get there before the doors even open. 314-531-9898. What do you like so much that you will just wait for or go out of your way? Like, even just going in out of your way. Like, AB, like, this place is not on our way home, technically. So you got to go in a different direction where you're like, I'm going to wait and go for this food. What is it for you? 314-531-9898. AB the other day goes, man, it's been a day. I'm just going to go sit out and camp out in front of Firehouse Subs.
I hope they're listening because I think they know me there now, too. I go so often and I always mobile order and I'll say, thanks, guys. And they'll go, thanks.
It's not even open. And she just sits there and watches them waiting
like,
to open.
Who placed an order at 6:50 in the morning?
Yeah. the preps wait, like they're just prepping and she's just sitting there like,
what? Like before I even order, they're probably prepping my sandwich. Right. They know when I come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 314-531-9898. If it ain't open, I ain't going. But there's people that just love stuff so much that you will just wait till they open. Angie, this isn't like a restaurant for food, but what will you do if it's not open? You'll wait outside of what?
So I'll wait outside of Target, Old Navy, just so I can be the first person to pop in there, especially if I have a return or something. Ooh. Then you beat the crowd. You don't have to wait in line.
Is Target that crazy? Who's like showing up? Like the old people?
Brett, you know the Target by us is insane.
That's true.
The Target in Brentwood is off the chain. And then you can park close to the entrance and not have to park in the Trader Joe's parking lot.
That matters.
Yep, that's it.
That's so funny.
Right.
So I would get to places early, like as the doors open. And I did this recently for Once Upon a Child because we were returning stuff. I was like, oh, usually they make you wait, like, because you had to do the same day.
Mm-hmm.
So I got there and the doors open. And there was people camping out like this. And I was like, these people are crazy.
My people.
It makes a lot of sense.
I thought this was crazy. I'm like, I got here right when the doors open. That's perfect. I had to wait 6 hours to get my returns. So you know what?
6 hours?
It's Once Upon a Child. That's a good rate for them.
Yeah. I was like, Angie, you're right. I guess there are places that you sometimes have to camp out before it even opens. Yeah, they're like, come back in 6 hours. We'll have your quote.
I was like, what's like a Black Friday thing?
I know. That's what it reminds me of, kind of. Yeah,
crazy. Marquita, where is a place that you'll just wait outside of?
I'm waiting outside of Texas Roadhouse every single time.
Because their hours are whack. They don't open until like 3 on a weekday. That's so late.
Four.
Anna, it's four. Sorry. Even worse. Yep. Man, I'd be camping out for forever. Thanks for the heads up on that.
It's like GameStop. You know, I had to get something for my son, a game, and all of a sudden GameStop changed their hours. Like, they used to open at 10, 12:30 when we feel like it. What? I don't understand.
But there's
this.
A difference between doing it on accident and me intentionally being like, I'm sitting in my car waiting for 3
every
minutes.
Day, just waiting, just like drooling. That's crazy. Brooke, they're a place that you just love so much that you literally would just camp out in front of?
Yes, Blue City Deli. They have the best sandwiches in St. Louis.
So you're just like, so maybe get off the Firehouse Subs and just go to Blue City Deli.
Maybe that might be the answer.
Right, AB. They're really good, but there's always a line. Always.
So get there like.
It'll be wrapped around the building.
AB is okay with getting there early, so she'll be waiting to camp out.
I'm used to the lines.
Is there a sandwich you recommend?
I'm just a classic turkey person, so they have a turkey supreme. That's amazing.
See, AB loves turkey.
That's where I'll be after the show.
We made a turkey, like, Brett Mega Show melt because of AB, and I said, man, no one is going to pick it because it's turkey. And AB goes, what do you got against turkey? She got, like, offended that, like, she loves turkey.
Was the sandwich
so
not great?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
She loves turkey so much, she, like, defends it. Like, like votes for it for political office. Vote for turkey.
Right there with you.
There's just this feeling that spring training gives you, like, oh my god, opening day is right around the corner. And now I've been seeing like the Cardinals with the spring training games and things like that. I cannot wait for opening day. There's just such a special feeling, a vibe, an energy throughout the entire city that opening day brings. We're gonna have an opening day breakfast brunch. I feel like it's the best way to kick off opening day. You have a huge breakfast with your friends and family. You drink mimosas and Bloody Marys. It's like one of my favorite things.
And strawberry Pop-Tarts. Duh.
And strawberry Pop-Tarts, cinnamon rolls. All of this is available at our breakfast brunch. If you want to come have breakfast with us, hang out for the broadcast, have some mimosas with us. We always have some good cocktails and then, you know, have some fun as you get ready for opening day. You can book your reservation, CardinalsNation.com. We're going to be on the second floor this year up at the Hall of Fame area at Cardinals Nation. Come have breakfast with us. Hang out for opening day and let's kick off opening day right. CardinalsNation.com or Y9. To get your reservation. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
So there's been some pictures and videos taken of Post Malone at a bar that might cause him to be in the doghouse. I'll explain what's going on in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Post Malone has just had a huge year. He dropped a country album. He's gained a ton of fame. And now there might be a big update on his relationship front. And when it comes to his relationship, I had to do a little digging because he really isn't like a public person with his private life. He's not like Jelly Roll and Bunny. Like, you know, everybody knows they're a couple. Everybody knows they're together. I have never even heard of Post Malone being with anybody, but he was. He proposed to his fiance in 2022. They share a daughter together. But the latest news is that they might not actually be together anymore because the tea is that he has a new lucky lady. So fans captured some videos and pictures of Post Malone and this woman, who we actually found out the name of. Her name is Christy Lee, together at a bar. And these pictures and videos show like Post Malone and this girl at a bar. She's like has her hand like wrapped around his arm. They're laughing. Basically all the stuff you would never want your man to be doing with another woman was captured, and people have receipts of this. So I'm not like anticipating like Post Malone to come out and like address these rumors because he's so private. But I feel like the only way we're going to get confirmation of whether or not he's not engaged to his other person or not is from these ladies. So either his fiance is going to come out and be like, yeah, we broke up, or this new Christy girl is going to like keep posting stuff and keep being handsy with Post Malone, and then the pieces are just going to fall together.
It's a weird one because does anyone care who he's dating? He's not like somebody we're like locked in on his dating life. And so
but it is like interesting to me though. Like, you want to know what happened.
I know. He's like one of those people though. Like, I forget. He's like such a rock star. I forget he's like a dad.
Right, yeah.
Like,
and that's what
like, he's not like associated with that. So like I just expected him not to be married or locked down. Like when you got face tattoos like that and you're looking like Post Malone and partying like Post Malone, I'm like, there's no way this dude's getting married.
Yeah,
I thought he was.
I just assumed he's not gonna get married.
Well, I thought he was married and because of the kid. But I remembered
like that, but I like, yeah, like it's one of those things, like I just assumed that this guy is like, there's no way anyone's locking down Post Malone. If you're like,
I mean,
in a relationship with Post Malone,
maybe this Christy Lee girl is. She's handsing him up at the bar.
That's like one of those classic cliche statements. Like, I can change him. Like, it's Post Malone. Do not get into a relationship with that man.
I didn't see him as that big of like a rock star. You want to get on my tour bus,
he's
baby type of guy.
He's got a song called Rockstar.
I think he's the ultimate party guy. Like, I just think there's no way that guy has settled down.
Partying
house
like
of the country.
Star.
Yeah, he's not a house of the country kind of guy.
All right, whatever. I'll keep doing digging and I'll let you know what's going on. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
I'm going to say something, and it's going to sound mean, but it's actually true. AB's face is causing problems with her best friend's wedding.
Oh, boy.
What?
it's true. We're commercial-free on the Brett Mega Show. Explain how your face is causing problems with this wedding you're standing up in.
Yeah. So I'm the maid of honor in my friend Elizabeth's wedding, and I was on a walk with Elizabeth, and then our friend Molly, who's the other maid of honor, we're like co-maid of honors in this. We're on this walk the other day. And Elizabeth starts talking about there's certain bridesmaids in the bridal party who I'm nervous about them doing their own makeup. And she's like hiring someone to do her makeup. And she's like, you know, they can also, you can pay to have them do all the bridesmaids' makeup too. And she like named a name too. So I know she wasn't, I was nervous she was talking about me. But she named somebody else. So I was like, okay, so she's not talking about me. I'm fine.
Oh, she said one of the other bridesmaids.
Yeah, she said one of the other bridesmaids.
So she was like, hey, I might pay to get their makeup done professionally because some of these bridesmaids, they don't know how to do their makeup.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, is that about me? And then she name dropped someone else that sent the major
try and
dick,
cover
okay.
it up a little bit. So I was like, okay, I'm safe, whatever. And the thing about my makeup is like, I don't do a bad job doing my makeup. I just don't really know what I'm doing and I don't put a lot on. So that's why I was kind of like, is she talking about me? I don't know. So a couple days later, she sends a text out to all the bridesmaids saying, hey, if you want to get your makeup professionally done, it's $150. Let me know by this date. And I didn't text her. And then like a couple minutes later, she texts me individually. Are you getting your makeup done?
I pulled you off the group chat. Like,
yeah.
Are you one of the people that were
and
chosen?
I was like, I wasn't planning on it. Like $150 is a lot.
That's what you said back?
Yeah, I said that. And I was like, I was thinking my sister can help me because she knows what she's doing. And she was just kind of like, okay, cool, whatever. 10 minutes later, I get a text from Molly saying, hey, if you don't want to pay to get your makeup professionally done, I can help you.
Is this like another bridesmaid?
Another
like,
person
so you think
texting
the group
me.
Like-
so I'm like, they were talking about me to my face that somebody doesn't know how to do their makeup. And now they're talking about me behind my back. She doesn't know how to do her makeup.
So they were politely saying, you suck at makeup.
Yes.
And you need help.
Yes.
Like, professionally.
Yeah.
So we're pretty locked in on this at this point. We all think that AB is the one they were talking about.
Yeah. And they don't know that I'm catching on. I think they think they're being smart about it.
They're being as nice as they
could
be.
They're being nice. Right. They're not being sneaky.
They're not being catty and they're not like... And I know these girls. They're not like behind your back being like, man.
This is a polite way of saying you need help.
Right.
I'll be the direct one
who
says
it. Some people just aren't makeup people.
Sometimes you need a direct friend.
And wedding makeup is different than normal makeup.
And I think that's it. It's you don't wear a lot of makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to make sure that you look like the rest of the group when you do your makeup.
Look,
and I think that
I know
it's
makeup.
Not a mean thing.
Clearly, you need help. I'll speak for the bride. I am clearly a makeup guy. And you need...
My thing is, like, I'm nervous about...
You want me to do it? I'll do it for you.
First of all,
$120.
$150 is a lot.
Did you say $120?
Yeah, I'm on discount.
$150 is a lot, so I already was like, I don't know. And then I've never gotten my makeup professionally done.
Oh,
and like,
now that's scary.
Bridesmaids don't get a trial run like the bride does, so they just come in and they do your makeup and they leave. Yeah. And so I'm like, well, what if it looks so bad because like nobody's really seen me with this much makeup on?
Oh, so you are nervous about actually doing it professionally?
Yeah. Because, like, if I really wanted to get it done, I'd pay for it and whatever, but I'm like, what if it looks bad? And then I end up having to take it all off and, like, do it myself anyway.
Can you do a trial run? Like, is that an option?
You could, but you have to pay for that, too.
Oh, there's, like, a cheaper trial run version?
I will say...
Okay. Because you've done your makeup professionally, right, Hannah?
I've done it multiple times.
You like it, though, right?
Not every time.
Oh, really?
I've taken it off before. I don't like when they do my eyebrows really dark. And it's just like, it's different. You look different. Mm-hmm. Like, as someone who doesn't wear a lot of makeup, when all of a sudden you have, you know, lip liner on and concealer.
Yeah, like,
and
I don't want it to look caked on my face. And, like, I don't want to not look like myself.
Yeah.
So now I'm, like, in a weird place where I'm like, well, I'm nervous to get it done and I don't want to have to pay for it. But also, they want me to.
But also, you don't want to be, like Kevin said, like, if you're standing next to Elizabeth, who's, like, full beat.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to have. Right. Yeah. Close to nothing on.
Well, I think
they always say it's the bride's day, but I do feel like you need to be comfortable in your own skin. So if you don't like the makeup, you should just be you. And I think your friend's gonna not care. I would assume, like, I don't care.
What if everybody else has their stuff fully done? That's what I'm nervous about.
That's when you call Kevin and I, and we'll come do your makeup for you for $120.
I don't really know what to suggest.
I think we got a couple of options. Either a GoFundMe for AB to afford the makeup.
GoFundMe for my face.
Or you rotate. Everybody on the show gets a shot at AB's face.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
No.
That's what we should. We each do your makeup and then we let Elizabeth choose which one did it the best.
Exactly.
And then be like, Elizabeth, do you want to?
She would love that.
Yeah. And or she can then pay for it.
Right.
Like, you know what? If you're going to have the show do it. Yeah. Actually, I got you your $150. I'm getting married. I'll pay for your person to do your makeup. I've seen what these people did. We're still commercial free on Y98 St. Louis.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
2 minutes on the clock and I'll read a headline and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Here's the most important relationship deal breakers.
What is it?
All right. They said not in any like order, but these are four like really, really important things. The fourth on the list was a relationship will break up. There's unhealthy lifestyle, like smoking, poor hygiene. Mm. One person drinks too much, just have different lifestyles. Number three on the list was differing religious beliefs.
Ding, ding.
Maybe you just talked about on the show that she doesn't want to have a different religious belief than someone else. Number two, we have talked about on the show too, different relationship goals in terms of having kids.
Ding, ding.
And then number one on the list was undesirable personality traits. If one person has anger issues or trustworthiness, huge.
Kevin's those talked about that.
Four non-negotiables.
Sorry, my wife does not trust me.
I'm kidding.
I understand. Why?
Speaking of relationships and marriages, this is the fastest way to resolve a marital spat.
Well, if you have one of those issues, let's hear it.
Simply just touch your partner. Gentle, loving touchings, researchers say stroking each other's or holding each other's hands is an effective way of verbalizing saying, okay, let's all calm down. We both care about each other and you are instantly reminded of it.
You gotta be careful with that. If I'm fired up and you try to hold my hand,
you're gonna get slapped.
I don't like that.
You get slapped.
That's another way to gentle caressing, slapping.
Yes.
You have the face for trying to touch me. Against all logic, one-legged pants is now trending.
No, they're not. Keep it moving.
And what? Sweeping the nation, one-legged pants.
Nope.
All right.
Sweep the leg. The one leg.
And you'll never get to hear about them. You just have to wait till you see them. Crystal Light is finally releasing a new alcoholic version.
Man, I haven't heard of Crystal Light in a hot minute. No wonder they had to release something new. Let's hear about it.
Hey, I mean, you just roasted Crystal Light.
I mean, really? Wow. When's the last time you heard someone talk about Crystal Light?
I mean, it's just a product that exists. Yeah. It's going to go away.
I hope they do great. Best wishes, guys.
It was like
I just haven't heard of them in forever.
Wow.
Hannah would just you say canned cocktail?
An alcoholic beverage. Mm-hmm. But Hannah just went to Crystal Light's funeral, actually, guys.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
What did they say? You know it has only been a few months. But what did they say? What did they say on the Brett Mega Show?
Clearly a big budget show. I've actually been writing down like behind your guys' backs, you guys have not been known that I've been writing these quotes down that you guys have said on the air. These are all things, by the way, that you guys have said on the air. And you have to guess who said this quote
on
the air. See if you can remember just 2 months. It's only been 2 months since we started this show in January in here, and I started doing this. So in the last couple of months, who said this quote? The choices are myself, AB, Hannah, and Kevin, okay? I'll read you the quote. It's something you said on the air. I've never been more excited to die.
AB.
Oh, that's me. Oh,
that was AB.
Wow, yeah. You guys, do you remember when you said it?
After I got back from this Christian conference, I was like, I'm just ready to die. I'm ready to be in heaven.
Ready to die.
She meant that. And I still feel that way.
Yeah, she's like, man, Earth sucks. Yeah. I can't wait to die. Okay? I am a proud criminal. Is that Hannah, AB, or Kevin? Or myself, who is a proud criminal?
Proud criminal.
It could be anyone.
It could be.
I think I said that about stealing from work.
Did I say that when I was
everyone thinks
stealing from Amazon?
AB, did you think you said it too?
No, I'm kind of leaning toward Kev.
All right, so two answers for Kevin, one for Hannah. Mm-hmm. It was Hannah. I am a proud criminal. She does steal from work and probably other crimes. She's
no.
Made.
Just Odyssey St. Louis.
All right. We as Americans are stupid.
Kevin.
That was me.
It's got to be Kevin. Kevin's our political correspondent on the Brett Mega Show.
And I stand by it, America.
Okay. And then a personal favorite of the show. I love Buffalo Chicken D.
Brett. Didn't you say that? No, Kevin said that.
I love Buffalo Chicken D.
That was awesome.
I did, yep.
Kevin actually used the word D, which your FCC you're exactly. not allowed to.
That's right.
And accidentally said it.
Yep.
Brett said silver dollar tees.
Right. Said silver dollar tees. Kevin was talking about Buffalo chicken dip. Around the Super Bowl.
That's right.
I love Buffalo Chicken D.
Right.
A lot of people caught on too. We had a bunch of texts.
Everyone texted
it. Awesome.
When Kevin said that he loved Buffalo Chicken D.
Yes. I had a lot of offers too. I'm flattered. But
okay.
Thanks.
Well, now that we're talking about D's, I have a bunch of quotes that involve nipples, stripping, F bombs. That's coming up next.
What did they say? You know who it is only. What did they say? What did they say on the Brett Mega Show?
It has only been a few months, but I've been taking quotes that we've actually said on the Brett Mega Show while we were on the air. I've been writing them down, and now I'm going to read you a quote, and you have to guess who that quote is from. It's either myself, Hannah, Kevin, or AB, and we're reflecting on some of the most craziest, funniest, silliest things we said on the air, like the time that Kevin said.
Yeah, I do. I love Buffalo Chicken. I love Buffalo Chicken D.
And we all just burst out laughing when Kevin said he loved Buffalo Chicken D.
Good old Buffalo Chicken D.
And then a bunch of dudes from prison said, I love Buffalo. I'll give you some Buffalo Chicken D too. You want to come to my house for Super Bowl? And Kevin's like, no, I'm good. I don't even stay up for the Super Bowl.
Nope.
I'm good.
Yep. And I'm loving Buffalo Chicken dip less and less.
Yeah, you'll never look at it the same. Yeah,
no. Kevin actually didn't have it at the Super Bowl. Someone had it. He's like, no. I'm a recovering Buffalo Chicken dip. okay, so I will give you a quote, and then you guess who it is. I was around for Nipplegate.
Ooh. I was around for... Kevin.
Oh, that was me, because I was around for Nipplegate.
Kevin's like, I was alive
yes,
and around
alive
for
and
Nipplegate.
Around.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Kevin was... nipples and D's, if you notice Kevin has a trend with his quotes.
Buffalo chicken D's and Nipplegates. Mm-hmm.
I want to see Hannah strip.
Brett
that
said
was
that
Brett.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Right,
yeah.
Literally said that yesterday.
Me and HR will never forget that.
Wow. Let me explain.
I'm kidding.
Hannah said
like
she
it.
Thinks she could be a stripper. She thinks that she could kill it as a stripper. It could be easy, and I don't think she could do a good job stripping. Like, she would suck at stripping.
AB was hyping me up. She thought I would be excellent. We were dancers.
Yeah.
We were.
I want to see Hannah at an amateur night.
Yeah.
Oh, another quote.
All right.
The first question I'm going to ask God when I die is, were you shot?
Ooh, probably me. About you.
Yes. That's it. It
right?
Wasn't that it?
Yes.
Yes.
The yeah. I don't remember that one.
I was shot and survived.
And no one believes him.
Right. Said she cannot wait to die is one of her other quotes. And then I think the reason she can't wait to die is so she can ask God, was this guy actually shot?
Like, he please wasn't. Tell me he's lying.
And then God is going to tell you, Brett was telling the truth.
And then I'll repent.
I survived a gunshot, guys.
No.
We're not getting into that right now. You didn't. God knows. We know.
F everyone, I'm never changing.
I said that for sure. I say that every day. Right. Yep. I ain't ever changing for anybody.
That was Hannah, and Hannah did. F everyone, I ain't ever changing, she said.
Nope.
Hannah, never change.
Nope, I won't.
Spring is like one of the best times of the year. We got opening day. We're going to have that opening day's broadcast at Cardinals Nation. And there's another time for you to come out and hang out with us while we do the show, too. We're actually going to be doing a St. Patrick's Day broadcast. Drink some green beer with us at Helen's.
Yeah, I'm super excited for this. I'm really excited to have the show at a place that like I go to so frequently.
This is like one of your frequent places. This is like your place. When they asked us if you want to do a broadcast at Helen's, Hannah was like, I live there. So yeah.
I'm like, about time they recognized me. Wow.
I could just stay home for the show.
Yeah, if I'm like going out with my friends or family, I usually just end up going there. It's just, it's local, it's fun. The food, the drinks, everything is amazing. The environment. And I can't, it's just crazy to us that like I imagine we're going to be like up on the stage, which is where yes. I always see people perform
It is a lot of fun. And they always have the Irish dancers later on the show.
Yep.
And man, that's something to see. But they have great Irish, you know, breakfast ready for people
and
when they come in.
It's right
which is beer.
On the
way. Irish yes. breakfast pretty is much. Beer and like Jameson. Actually, Jameson is probably like, it's like Jameson with a side of eggs.
And it's yep. right on the way to downtown too. So before you go to the downtown parade, stop by, hang out with us at Helen's in the morning. It's yep. going to be a great time.
Cannot wait for St. Patrick's Day now. We're jamming out today. Happy Friday from the Brett Mega Show. It's supposed to be like 70. Going to be gorgeous. What mm-hmm. a day. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Commercial freestyle every single day. We appreciate you. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Kanye's ex opened up about how it really was dating him and how she sees some common themes in his new relationship as well. I'll tell you more details at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby.
Kanye West hasn't had much good press lately, whether it's his own actions or stories coming from other people, and I definitely am even less of a fan now after his ex, Amber Rose, opened up about his relationship tendencies. She said that Kanye is super controlling over what his like partner wears.
Clearly.
And yeah, this comes after Kanye and his new wife just went viral for showing up buck naked at the Grammys.
Yeah.
And his ex, Amber Rose, said he's for sure dressing her like that. He did the same to me and Kim Kardashian. That's just who he is. He wants other men to want his woman. He wants all of his friends to blank his girlfriend. He wants everybody that walks into a room to think that his girlfriend or wife is the most desirable in the room. And then she continued to open up about how it's actually really hard for her to look back at pictures of herself when she dated him, because basically she would either have to be wearing his clothing, so like super baggy like shirts and jeans and stuff, or basically nothing, which I think is so sad.
Yeah, it's very possessive. It's bizarre.
I mean, it seems like it's obvious, but then like hearing an ex like say it out loud, like we all assumed it and like, no, guys, it's true and it's that bad. It's just like heartbreaking to realize that some of them, like, these are like notable, really powerful women, like Kim Kardashian, huge, mm-hmm. powerful businesswoman that was being controlled and manipulated by a man. Like,
yeah,
it's just
when
crazy.
I think Kim Kardashian, you know, bowing down doesn't really come yeah. in my head, but that just shows like
the power that he has had and yeah. like and the I think the brainwashing he does to these women, it's terrible.
And to ever feel uncomfortable with what you wear, like that's such a terrible feeling. So I hate that now three women are going through that, probably more too. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Wow, you say.
Let's have some fun on a Friday and take a look back on the week. By the time we get to Friday, we like to take a look back on the Brett Mega Show and say, what the beep did we say? So Kevin actually pulls a clip from the show, and then we beep out a certain word, and we see if you can guess what's behind that beep. Just think about all the intelligent, smart, sophisticated stuff the show would say if you two were If you two just wore all the intelligent, smart things that we would say, and that's the only thing holding this show back. The Truly. Only thing holding this show back are things that should be holding you up. 314
We might get canceled for this.
314-531-9898. If you can guess what it is, I'll tell you what is behind that beep at 848.
Wow. You say.
Oh, what the beep did we say this week? It's been a week. So this is where we take a look back on the week. Kevin pulls a clip from the show of something we actually said on the air, and then he beeps something out, like a word, and you guess what's behind that beep. Just think about all the intelligent, smart, sophisticated stuff this show would say if you two wore. What if Hannah and AB wore, would we all of a sudden become smarter and more sophisticated? Did people know what you guys don't wear?
Oh, the text line is just lit up right now. Erin said bras, and she also wanted to make note that she's known the correct answer 3 weeks in a row.
Really?
Whoa. That's impressive.
That good for you.
Awesome. Bobo,
thanks for listening. We got one.
Bobo also said, wear a bra or set a bra. Keep the girls free.
Yeah, we don't want to be sophisticated.
The girls are currently free. Yep.
Just think about all the intelligent, smart, sophisticated stuff the show would say if you two wore bras. Just so you know, you guys both said you're not wearing a bra today.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone who's listened to the show already knew that because we're not saying smart, sophisticated, intelligent things. That's the show.
You say.
It's Friday. It's the end of a long week. It's the first actually Friday of Lent. So you're just kind of like, whew, we made it. Made it to Friday. This is what we do on the Brett Mega Show every single week. We do the best thing someone said to you this week. It's a great way to kick off the week, and we challenge you to do it too, is just think about something positive that happened in your life. And every single week, everyone on the show is like, oh my God, I don't have one. This week's been so long. It's so hard. And then you think about something that brings a little smile to your face, and then Kevin plays a big harp for you.
So beautiful.
It's just beautiful sounds. And it's the best way to kick off your weekend. So Hannah, what's the best thing someone said to you?
The best thing someone said to me this week was, again. And that comes from my one-year-old nephew, Palmer. I went to go see him the other day, and he was playing with his blocks, and he's kind of in, like, his destructive era where he likes to, like, throw stuff and wreck stuff. So he would build up his blocks and then wreck it, and he'd say, again, and it was the cutest thing ever.
Love it. So cute. Kevin?
From young to old, my father-in-law said something very kind to me when we were putting together a new mailbox. He said, you know what? You're a lot more patient at this than I thought.
Oh. Kevin and like doing those things, is patience is not his thing.
No.
Wow, look at you. Yeah.
Any good comment from an in-law should be featured in this segment.
AB?
Yesterday, I texted my sister like in the middle of the day. I was like, hey, should I come over tonight? I'm bored. And she texted me back immediately and said, yes, I'll cancel yoga.
There
so
we
she's
go.
Like, I'm canceling my plans. Come over. Let's hang out.
I do love like that you guys have like that sisterly friendship bond, like where it's like, yeah, like I just want to hang out with you and I'll cancel all my plans still.
Yeah, that's
just
sweet.
Your sister. That's cool. Alex.
Yeah, Kev talked about the in-laws. I'll talk about my future brother-in-law because I feel like there's always that little sense of, you know, approval that's nice to get from the brother-in-law. But I'm actually doing, I do like the Jews in the Lou little podcast that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And he told me that he thought that was cool. It was simple. It was like, okay, all right, I'll
You're like,
it.
I didn't even know you listened.
Yeah,
thank you.
No idea. Yeah. Awesome. He's like, what is Instagram?
Yeah, that's funny. Mine's like a sign of approval, too. My wife is a play therapist, so she's extremely good mom. She's great with kids. Sometimes I can be intimidated parenting side by side with her, and she was down at work. And she can actually hear me parenting with the kids while she's at work because she works at home. And sometimes I'm like looking for stuff while I'm cooking and I can be like, do you just eavesdrop on everything we're doing? Mm-hmm. I'll be like to my kids, like, where's the salt at? And she'll be like, behind the counter, blah, blah, blah. And I'll get a text.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, oh my God, you can hear everything. Mainly because probably I'm a really loud talker. But so she's always hearing everything. But she came upstairs yesterday and she looks at me and she goes, you know, you're a really good dad.
Aww.
Oh, there you go.
And I was like, that was really cool to hear. And I was like, you really think so? She's like, yeah. I mean, I hear every conversation and just how patient you are with the kids, how much fun you have with the kids. I always think to myself, like, man, our kids are lucky that their dad is just so like connected to them, so involved, and you're like juggling all this stuff. and you're still so attentive to them, and it means a lot. And I was like, just the fact that she like took a second to point that out, and I feel like when someone compliments you as a parent, it's like the biggest compliment they can give you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So sweet.
It's why you do the best thing someone said. We ask for you to challenge yourself the same way. Think back while you're driving your car right now and go, what's the best thing someone said to me? And kick off your weekend the right way.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.